This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 27th. God's word to you today is the gifts. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 11, and it says, "Now there are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers." We explained yesterday that there are two levels of gifts, individual gifts enumerated in 1 Corinthians 12, and the gifts to the body. However, to operate as an apostle and prophet, the person must have a combination of the individual gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Your assignment is to get into God's word, study, and discover how to harness your gifts and how to use it to the glory of God. Ephesians 4 verse 12 says, "Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church and the body of Christ." For the church, the work of the ministry gifts is not to bamboozle or lord it over or harass God's people. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do the work of the ministry. It is God's people that do the work of the ministry. Unfortunately, people usually expect ministry gifts to do the work of the ministry, while they just consume and not contribute. My prayer is that you will be a contributor and not a consumer. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 4 verse 13 says, "This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. So that you are built up spiritually, and so that when we see you spiritually, we will not see somebody that is malnourished. We will see in the spirit that you are strong, powerful with spiritual muscles. Measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Demons come against you and they crumble. They try to issue curses against you. And as they open their calabash, it explodes in their faces because the person they are calling has stature, has weight. That is where we are going, every one of us, fully developed in Jesus' name. Amen." Ephesians 4 verse 14 says, "Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to pick us up with lies so clever they sound like the truth. A lot of people expose their lives to all sorts of strange spirits. But you will grow up in Jesus' name." Ephesians 4 verse 16 says, "He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." My question to you is, what special work are you doing in your church? What is your contribution? What are you doing to help other Christians grow? If the answer is nothing, then you need to plug in now. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I will do my special work, helping others grow, so that your church will be healthy, growing, and full of love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.